This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now it's time for part two of In the Moment. It's time now for the shout outs.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit, because I swear to God, you probably even closer than you.
All right, so we play this game on a big show where we have to guess people from each other's cultures, yeah. Celebrities from each other's cultures that we may know, but white people wouldn't know, and celebrities from their cultures that we as black people wouldn't know.
Taylor Swift.
What? Everybody know her.
No.
That's an easy one.
I know.
But what wasn't an easy one was the White Stripes. That's where Jack White was from. Where I once made the joke about we may not know Jack White, but well, we know Jack Black. So what I thought was interesting, Katie, was they're from a group, Jack White and Meg White, from a group called the White Stripes. Learned this information from Cassie. You knew this?
No.
They are married. Did you know that? That's why they're the Whites. But do you know that he took her name?
Oh, like Zoe Saldana's husband.
Right.
Took her name.
And then they ended up getting divorced and still were a band. And I just thought that was like...
Oh, no.
That's different.
No.
Could you imagine?
No.
You got to like literally go to work with your divorcee every day and bang out like nothing happened. That's interesting to me.
He took her last name?
He put her first. The same way Jaheim did. And you saw that last picture.
It didn't end too well for him.
You seen Jaheim lately? You seen him, Katie?
Every man goes bald at some point.
It's more than that. It's more than that. Don't do that. You put a first if you want.
All right. Jaheim just going bald. That's it.
Shout out to the White Stripes.
Who's next?
Yo, shout out to fake names.
Shout outs to the fake names, baby.
I think at some point in life, everybody has had to have a fake name, and most of y'all have a go-to fake name that you use.
Yep.
We learned that earlier today when Key and I were talking about this at Blue Moon. And when I said my fake name, they both looked at me like I said something wrong. So let's get to it. Key, what was your fake name?
Willie.
What? That's not what you told us.
That's not what you said.
That's
why'd
not
you,
what
why'd
you, told
you put
us.
Swag on it and add an E? You said Will.
No, he made it worse, actually.
No, right. No, Will was actually better.
That was normal.
I can't be giving a fake
Big
name
style.
Out of
Why can't you?
Why now everybody might have to come up with a new name.
Yeah, that's over for you, bro. All right? You're going to have
Damn.
To be who you actually are.
Willie, because I
got to break it to
Willie.
You.
What?
I can't wait for the first time he out talking about Willie. And then go, Keon, we're familiar with you.
Sir.
So it was Will.
It was Will?
Yeah.
But
it's really not
fake.
A fake name.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a fake name. I don't like people butchering my name. People butcher Keon.
Mm-hmm. How? What do they call you?
Kenyon.
Yep.
What?
Kenyon.
All right. We're going to move forward because I don't want to. Yep. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. So, Will.
Yep. You can go Key.
But my name is Will. My last name is Williams.
All right. Fine.
So, you call me Mr. Williams or you call me Will.
Your fake name makes sense.
Yeah. But yours was...
What?
Yours is not...
What was his name?
What? What is wrong with my fake name? It was Marion. What,
Yo,
man?
You know that's the old
Marion,
woman...
Bro.
No, I know where you got it from. That's the old woman from Courage, the Cowardly Dog.
That's not where I got it from.
What part
that's
are you...
That's not where I got
Her name
from.
Is Marion.
What is wrong?
What part are you woke up and said, I'm gonna tell...
So back in the day,
Marian.
Bro, from when In the House was a thing, L. Cool J name was his name was Marion.
That's where you got that.
They named me Marion from that show back then, and I ran with it.
Marian.
What's wrong with Marion?
So what happens when you tell when
you ain't trying to marry nobody?
What that got to do with
talking
it?
Talking about some Marion.
What?
No.
What? What do you want me to be then?
Who you Marion?
You want me to be singling? What you want me to be?
Maurice Marion Mitch.
All right,
Marion.
What's wrong with Marion? Y'all still have not told me what's wrong with Marion.
It just don't sound right. You don't like no damn
So back Marian. In the day, they used to call you, can I speak to Marion?
No, I only used my fake name once. I couldn't do it. I'm too genuine of a person. That shit was trash. I didn't enjoy it.
Because it's Marion.
Nah, any name. Like, I'm me. I never wanted to be anybody else. Why would I do that? I tried that once because we was out and the boys was like, oh, you got to have a fake name. I was like, all right, Marion. Forget y'all. Katie, what's your name?
Tony.
Okay. Okay. All right. Nah, Katie. Nah, you better not. Nah, you better not let her get away with that, son.
Tony.
Tony?
Yeah. Tony?
Like, Tony.
Like Braxton, T-O-N-O?
Why? You found the most unisex name you can find?
My middle name is Antonia.
Antonia.
I hate y'all using fake names that's close to your real name. You Tony. Ain't know she fake Spanish?
No.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Tony from Antonia.
So y'all Antonia. Can use y'all's. I can't use mine?
That's not your middle name. Your middle name. No, your middle
Marian.
Name. No, actually, your middle name don't even match you. Who came up with that?
You don't even... Marion.
Right. You want to answer?
Who's next?
Yeah. Oh, I'll answer it. I didn't think so.
Marion. All right, Marion.
Moving on. Fine. From now on, call me Glenn, okay?
Yeah.
Are we happy? Go. Two N's, because y'all always forget the E and Mo. Don't forget the second N in Glenn. You heard?
Yeah, I ain't forget it.
Tony and Will.
Marion.
Marion.
Whatever.
Time to get down to business with Marion. Let's go.
Kevin Porter Jr., y'all familiar?
Nope.
Played in the NBA. I'm not going to stay here long. Ruined his career. Domestic violence charges came out. The man was making something like $80 million. Dang. Now he's playing across seas, allegedly making $10K.
I saw the video. I just didn't know what his name was.
Yeah, it's bad. Okay. It's down bad. And I'm just saying this to remind whoever listens to the pod, if you are young, if you have a dream, if you have a life ahead of you, you have to keep reminding yourself constantly. I'm serious. That one mistake, it don't take but 10 seconds, even 5, can ruin something that you have been working on or will be working on for your entire life. Mm-hmm. Just think. That's all I'm saying. Take a second. Breathe. Again, if you're Tony, and think.
Who's next?
Quavo released something.
Yeah.
How we feel?
Eh. Womp womp.
I ain't gonna lie, it was trash. Can I be honest? It was trash. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna be honest? Or what are we gonna do here?
The beat was fire.
Who? Oh, the beat? Yeah, the beat.
It was the production.
And I wasn't mad at the flow. I wasn't mad at the flow either.
Yeah. I feel like we're talking about Quavo, right? Quavo's response?
Yeah.
I feel like because it was a takeoff song that was in the archives, because the hook was a takeoff song that Quavo used and implemented as a diss. But that's not what his purpose was.
See, here's another point where the creativity was, I feel like, going in the right direction. But it wasn't executed well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Let me say this. I don't know if Drake has something going on with AI where a deal is coming. And maybe that's what we're doing. But the takeoff part, I feel like that's another example of it could have looked like something if it was used correctly. Mm-hmm. You can't have Takeoff come on there and do a whole damn verse like that, a whole hook. You using him in the beef. I feel like he damn near rapped, if not more than Quavo, as much as Quavo.
He did.
And then now you give Chris Brown the ammo to come on and go, yep, he still rap better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of defeats the whole purpose of what you just tried to do. As soon as Chris Brown said that, it was like, okay, that now he back at square one.
Yep.
Right?
It's bad if you're getting bodied by a singer.
Boy, that's going to always be bad.
Drake said it first, too.
And then Chris executed it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so does Chris respond now?
No, like Chris said. Chris said, I'm
never responding.
I'm
to
not
that.
Responding. Takeoff is better, and then Chris responded in two other memes, and he used one of my favorite memes from SpongeBob. The, oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yo, Chris is killing me. I'm going to be honest. Come on, son. I have basketball rims in my mansion. I'm not responding to that. There's no way.
Give me something worth responding to, but he didn't. So Chris is like, all right, we're done now. We're done here.
Can y'all explain to me why Saweetie responded to Quavo saying that he could make any model, Saweetie. She responded to that. Yeah. Immediately she responded to that. Because you're not going to disrespect me like that.
Yeah.
But she never said nothing about Chris saying that she slept with Chris while she was with Quavo.
So when Chris released his diss, the first thing that Saweetie tweeted was like, I need to go change my verses on this new song that she has coming out called Nanny, right? That was the response to whatever Chris said. It was, I need to go change my verses before I release this song. Because her song is about to release. Then Quavo says what he says. And me personally, if I hear what Quavo's saying, like, I already know what I may have done with Chris. That's cool. But now someone who I was publicly with is saying some shit about how they can create another version of me.
Mm.
You can create another version of me, but yet you was just in my DMs talking about how, oh,
I hear you. Can I
tell you? We mean this and that to each other.
Can I tell you why I think that's corny?
Yeah.
Number one, she could easily delete a DM and then make it seem like it wasn't read and make it seem like she didn't respond to him. I'm not saying that's what she did, but it's possible, right?
From the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
When you open a DM, it's no longer in bold.
No, when I'm telling you, like, with certain, I don't know what y'all Instagram accounts look like, but with mine, I can read some shit and then undo it, and it's still bold. Mm. It looks like I haven't touched it.
Well, I've never tried it, so.
I don't know which account you have. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you have the business account or the personal account.
Yeah, the business where it's like primary, general, and request.
Whichever account I have, I can, like, it still is seen as read to them.
Even if you delete a message.
No, like, you can swipe across it and put it as mark as unread.
I've never tried that, so I've done know that.
You know what I'm talking about, Key?
Mm-hmm.
That's very possible. So that's why I looked at that, like, that don't even prove nothing. That, I don't even understand. And even if you did do that, so, this is where I get confused with the woman's brain. Here's where you can help me, Katie, because I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I heard women say, like, well, maybe she want Quavo to think that that did happen, even if it didn't, because she's still mad at him. Cool, but, like, I don't really think he said nothing crazy. Like, to me, Quavo said, I could make any model, sweetie. You're supposed to say that. To me, that just comes off as like, that's when Dame said, oh, I made Hov. I could make another Hov. Does anybody actually believe that?
No.
Of course not.
No,
like,
no.
Like, no. No one believes that. But when Chris said, nah, I was knocking your girl down while she was with you, we believe that.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's given, sweetie. And you don't respond to that at all, but you so hype to respond to something that you can't even prove is fly. That confuses me.
This is how I see it. The person who I dislike, the person who I have the most beef with, the person who I've gone back and forth with, who I felt the most disrespected by, is the person I'm going to try to expose. I don't feel disrespected by Chris. Because whatever it is what it is. But Quavo...
You don't think Chris disrespected her by saying that I was popping?
I'm saying for her, she does not feel that, right?
All right.
Because of whatever she possibly went through with Chris, where she's like, I did what I did, and I don't care that I did what I did with Chris. A reason why is because I did it to hurt this dude.
But how don't you understand that in Quavo's place, like, because, okay, this is how men think. Now, I hear you. Now, hear me out. Because me and Key was just talking about this earlier. I don't think it's the same bag for women, whereas with a man, it's like, I don't know how that's supposed to hurt me, mm-hmm. in all honesty. Because if me and Key beefing, and Key say, I knocked Katie down while she was with you, and you don't respond to it, I don't give a shit about what you got to say now. Because if I'm just getting that information, you are like, wait, she did what?
Right.
Who cares now if you want to respond? I didn't respond to your deal. Why is you such a, like, address that shit? That's way more valid to a man. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to let yourself be that in public just to get back at me? But you can't get back at me because now that I know you popped Key while you was with me, you're not even worth addressing. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
I see what you're saying, but what I'm thinking is maybe in her mind, based off of the screenshot she released, that was like in January, right?
That was super corny.
Because it was older, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I get that part. It was corny. That's something that personally
Ooh,
I would
never
done.
He tried to double
done,
back like every man does. I mean, like, so?
But it's like, what I'm trying to visualize in her head is that he tried to double back after I had already did what I did with Chris, which is proving that no matter what,
he was drunk and horny one night. He tried to holler at you, and you didn't respond because you was probably off and on with four or five other dudes. So?
It's still the fact that he tried to double back, and now I'm going to expose it. That's
all
it.
Right,
and then whatever people address to it, like however they feel based off of me saying this, it's cool. But he can never say that he didn't try to double back.
I don't know, man. That's two different logics, I guess. I'm not letting nobody play on my downstairs situation if it didn't go down. I guess I still have morals and shit, and that's lost.
But I think with her, it probably did go down. That's why she don't care about that.
That's my point. That's my entire point of that part happened because you didn't address that part. You addressed the part of him saying, like, that shit was just a bar. That wasn't even, like, attacking your character for real.
But if she anything, doesn't like
if,
him.
But if any, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying it don't make sense. Because if anything, if Quavo's line was a compliment, like, I could make any of these models sweetie. First of all, you can't. But I think it's cute that you want to. That part I'm not even addressing.
A woman, like, doesn't see that as a compliment.
That's my point.
Oh.
That's why it's weird.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Like two different logics.
Mm-hmm.
Two different logics.
Who's next?
Amanda Seals. I want to get more into this interview next week because I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I want you to listen to it.
I'm excited about it.
Dive deep into
it. Yeah, because it seems like it's a lot of diving to get into. But before, I just want to mention it because I know it's out and we're aware. Was there anything from it, Katie, that you feel like we should address now that you experienced?
Shannon Sharp does not listen to his interviewees.
I think he's out of his league sometime, to be honest.
And this is what I mean by it. There's a theme throughout this whole interview between Amanda Seals and Shannon Sharp. And Amanda Seals is right. Part of her career here recently, especially after she joined the Insecure cast, she's been villainized as someone who's hard to work with. Me personally, genuinely, I've never believed that. Because I've been following Amanda Seale's career for a long time. I've even gone to her comedy shows. I feel like Amanda Seale's is a moment. You have to actually try to understand that person. And because of how truthful they say and how unapologetic they are, you will think that they are someone else who they're really not. And that's how I've always felt about Amanda Seale's. I will always have Amanda Seale's back. Mm-hmm. I've always believed that. And so watching these clips, it's funny how she's gone from the people who you've villainized. A lot of people have. But when you watch this interview, and if you look at the reviews of this interview, everybody who was talking shit about Amanda was on Amanda's side, which proves my point. She was just misunderstood, and she finally had a platform to explain herself, and people actually listened. Except for Shannon Sharp, when he said her mom was white. That was the most disturbing thing, because Amanda Seale's is blackity black, 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 black. She supports the community more than anything. She studied the community more than anything, and when he said her mom was white, and she was like, I done told you, and this is like an hour into the interview. She's like, where are you getting that from? He's like, because you said that you experienced all these other things and stuff. She's like, because I said my aunt married a white man. He's like, oh, my bad. That's on me. I misunderstood. that's on me. That's on me.
That boy Brad slipped up. Skip. Amanda. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And it was crazy because the whole first hour, when she's talking about her mom and how she's raised, she's talking about her mom is from Grenada, and she's using the accent the whole time. So for him to say, so your mom's white, she's like, where have you been? That's where I was like, you're really not paying attention to what she said in the first hour, which means that you were not equipped for this interview. But I think it's a great interview, and everyone should listen to it and watch it from beginning to end, because she touched on topics that pertains to the community, how she was treated growing up in the industry as a child star, which led to who she is now, and why she still supports the black community, how she rides for us so hard, and how she hates the way that people have treated her. But I think after this interview, it opens a lot of people's eyes.
You know, it's funny. She's a real one. I remember when I worked at BET, she came up to, you know, they did like some kind of presentation with her or whatever, and there was an intern that we had, and this, he used to come to work every day with a suit, like a three-piece suit. Mm-hmm. He was sitting down, and I mean, he was like, you know, CEO, he was ready, and she just came in, and she was like, brother man, will you loosen up your tie? Yep. Like, what's wrong with you?
I can imagine her saying
like,
that.
Bro, you look so tight right now. Will you just fucking relax?
You was tight ass, kid?
Yeah, she was like,
yeah.
And I just remember thinking, she said what a lot of people in the room were thinking, because people were saying it. It was like, yo, what's up with this dude, man? Like, why is
somebody with the last name Seal telling you to tight, like, untighten your ass is crazy. Because if anybody, you know what I mean? All right, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, I just remember that about her. She was really genuine and seemed like a real one.
Another thing I appreciate is that, like, somewhere through the beginning of the interview, Shannon was like, can I get a hug? And she's like, no. Because I just don't hug everybody. That's the energy that you
I
have
can't
to
stand to give me a hug. Why
that you have
that?
To, like, earn out of me. Oh, like, even God. That type. Yeah, she's no, like, facts. I'm the person.
I respect that energy.
So then, and she's like, do you want a hug now?
All right. You got to earn it.
It brought it back full circle back. At the end. She's like, do you want
to?
He's like,
yeah, don't ask for a hug, though. Fellas, can y'all stop asking for hugs?
Hey, can I get a hug?
Yo, I can't stand that.
Hey, girl.
Stop asking for hugs. Stop. You're going to know what
the
energy is.
But I think that's
a
regional thing. I think in certain places, people hug a little bit more than other places.
Yeah, they can hug all they want to, but don't ask.
He did.
If she want to hug you, she going to hug you. Don't ask, and don't ask her to smile either. If she want to smile, she going to smile. Stop asking.
She talks about how dominant she was, and there's a point where he's like, you single? She's like, you want to talk about it? He's like,
he was shooting?
Back. Yeah.
He shot a shot.
In the interview.
He jumped out the back of the SUV. Like,
so you single?
That boy was trying to shoot at an OnlyFans girl. Only thing. What are we going to do with Amanda Seale? Don't worry about it. Go, Shannon. Keep shooting, brother.
Time now for the question of the week.
My question to y'all is, can rap beefs actually go too far?
Yep.
Boosie. He said this on his page, Boosie Official. Everybody gassing up rap beef, shake my head, all excited, saying this is hip-hop. Well, everyone in the crew not going to see it that way, and when people pop off, it really go down. So when someone from one of the crews die, don't say they stupid. Shake my head. Go support them in court like y'all supported the rap beef. How would you feel if your family member died because of hip-hop rap beef? I'm from Louisiana. Every rap beef I've seen, people die. Y'all so happy about who go win or lose, but a mama going to lose her son, and ain't none of y'all going to go to the funeral. Shake my head. With that being said, what is y'all's take on if rap beef can actually go too far.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did rapper Young Dolph allegedly die because of a beef?
No.
Is that why he was shot?
I don't believe so. I could be
wrong. It wasn't because of Memphis beef?
Okay. You know what, Katie? I'm going to take that completely back because I'm just simply not sure. Key, do you know?
I don't know. I think there was some street.
I thought he had a street beef that he had been rapping about.
I thought it was
about.
A street beef. I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Rap beef, but I'm not confident in that answer.
I can't.
I think honestly, it depends. Like certain artists, you know who to play with and who not to play with. And you just know.
I mean, I go back to like Jay-Z and Nas. They kept it on record.
Mm-hmm. So you it's that's my thing, and that's why I hate this take, right? Because can it go too far? Of course it can. Obviously it can. But does that mean that it will always go too far?
No.
I mean, the Jay-Z Nas. It was pretty disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. It was as on disrespectful as you can get.
Yeah.
He said he left condoms on that man's baby seat, bro. I mean, no, come on. Like, but no one was killed. Now, I will say this.
Who was stabbed?
That wasn't in that beef, though. That's a different beef. Look at Katie.
Stop doing that.
See, look at you trying to pull stuff that got nothing to do with it. See?
He stabbed somebody.
Yeah, he did. allegedly. I wasn't there. I don't know nothing. Now.
Did he go to jail for that? Okay, never mind.
Stop. What's
Damn,
up with
right.
you?
He made a whole super ugly. What was the name of that track?
Super ugly. That's what it was called. No, yeah. Katie just want to be with Beyonce, and she trying to get him out of here in one way or another. Don't do this.
Jay-Z was out here stabbing.
Look at Katie. Yeah, nah, don't do this. Her and Kanye want Jay-Z out of here. You hear me? They about to tag team back again.
Yo.
But I see what Boosie is saying, and I respect it. It's a different time now. Back then, I actually think in the Jay-Z Nas era, it was probably more likely there was going to be violence. And I also think you have to consider the parties.
Oh.
Because back then, you really had to, like, live what you rapped.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that as much today. We all know Rick Ross was a corrections officer. Nobody crushed him for it. Some of these rappers today are really living what they rap, like in a way that we've never seen before.
Thug.
But a lot of these, yeah, they like really like with it. But those other guys, we kind of know what time it is. Like the J. Cole's of the world.
J. Cole.
He's not in the streets. He's not trying to kill nobody. We know that's just lyrics, bro.
Drake ain't out here doing that. J. Cole's not doing that. Kendrick's not doing that.
That's what I'm saying. So does that apply to the majority of beefs if they get going? Yeah. But in this, I just feel like it's a little unfair to use that perspective on this beef.
Boss ain't doing it.
No.
Oh, well, no.
These dudes is, they making fun of the mansions that each other has.
Yeah.
Nobody's dying from a beef where I'm saying you have a starter mansion.
Pick a struggle.
that's not the beef that someone's going to end up. I just feel that way. And if someone gets hurt, I'll be the first person to come on here and say I was wrong. I apologize. J. Cole was right. Forgive me. But until then, I'm not buying it.
I will say the Chris Brown diss record.
That can get violent. That's different. That's different.
Chris Brown and Migos.
That's what I'm saying. You got to know the beef.
That's a little different.
Because they've already had a public altercation. Years
yeah, I don't
ago.
Even know why Quavo went to the studio. He should have went to Google Maps. Don't worry about it. I'm not.
Because that?
Nah. I don't ever want to see that happen.
I don't either. No,
but
and I pray to God
think,
it doesn't.
Honestly, I think that beef with Chris and Quavo was de-escalated when Chris was like, I ain't got to respond to this, and he responded in memes. Mm-hmm. To me, it took it down a level of seriousness.
True. But we also know Chris don't care.
Yeah, that's
like, Chris is not the guy that's going to say it and be like, oh, you're going too far wanting to fight me. No, he wants to fight. That's, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Chris don't care. But there are certain rap beefs, like the baby came out and said that somebody that's lyrical challenged him, did y'all see this,
mm-hmm.
to a rap beef in order to get both of their numbers up. And he told them, like, nah, I don't want to do that because I don't know how to fake beef. Which, honestly, I thought was corny. Because if you said no to the offer, then why are you telling us about it? You could have kept that at home.
Yeah.
I don't even get what the point is.
He's trying to boost his image, though.
Exactly.
After he lost.
It's all clout.
All that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I do think there is it depends on the players. That's what I feel. It truly comes down to who's in the beef. Or there's certain dudes that you just can't play with like that. They're going to get emotional. They're going to take it personal. And it's going to go somewhere. Or if it's not them, it's their entourage. And I think any rapper probably has an entourage that's capable of going there. But I also think there are artists who can tell the entourage, this ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't that. And y'all got to relax and just let me get busy on this record. And then that's it. And we all grew up in environments where you had to tell your entourage, like, I mean, I grew up in a rap battle circle. I've seen it. I had the friends with me that's like, yo, what we doing?
I and I'm like, no entourage. You gotta chill. I know what Mo's talking about.
Yeah, we go to rap battles. I had an entourage with me, and they didn't rap.
And just like even DJing back in the day, I had an entourage.
Yeah, and they don't DJ. I
had to let that go though.
They ready to go.
They ready to go. I never will forget. We were at one of these colleges, and something went off, and they started throwing literature.
Wait, what? Okay, hold on.
Two roads diverged at a yellow wood.
No, because I want answers to this. We'll be back after these messages.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.